The reason people procrastinate is they write a to-do list of 28 things. Mm. They don't know where to start. They get overwhelmed. They don't know what they're doing, and they can't focus. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Business Growth Secrets. Really excited about what we're going to do today because I've got one of my marketing team, Charlie, on the line with
me. Hi, guys.
We've got these amazing school groups where we bring clients in. We give them the opportunity to network, communicate, ask questions. And we've got a really cool business group called Big Business Entrepreneurs. And that Big Business Entrepreneurs school group is where people come when they register for our events. They get to come and hang out in that community for free. And what we decided to do was to answer some questions. So if you're listening to podcasts, perhaps you've been listening for a long, long while, you really love the podcast and you want to get involved, then you can submit your questions via the school group, which is Big Business Entrepreneurs. And what we're going to do today is I'm going to take some time to answer those questions. And I think what we really want to do here is just reach as many business owners as possible, help as many business owners as possible. So we thought rather than just keep giving you content, why don't we let you be the content, right? Where you literally ask your questions and we go from there. So Charlie is here with me.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Tell me what we got. Who's asking questions? Let's get into them and let's help people grow their businesses.
Yes, let's help everyone out. So we've got some great questions here. So the first one is from Piers Day. And the question is, what are your top five things that you do to help people pass procrastination?
Okay, so Piers Day, one of our great clients in our gold circle, really awesome, been to all our branded retreats. His question is, how do I get them out of procrastination? Top five things.
Yeah, top five tips that you do maybe personally or you tell people to do to help them with procrastination.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll talk about a little bit about me personally, how I manage my time, how I manage my day, and then hopefully that will bring some really great tips out in that process. So the first thing, what is procrastination? Procrastination is when you know you got things to do, but you just can't bring yourself to do them. And a lot of people end up in procrastination because they are, frankly, they're overwhelmed. They've got too much going on in their mind. They're not chunking it and really building it into step-by-step processes they can use. So I'll give you, first of all, the first tip I'm going to give you is this. Many, many years ago, and I'll take you all the way back to when I was 19 years old and I was starting out in my career.
Young buck.
So many, many years
young
ago.
Young buck.
Right? So we're talking like probably 2003. Can't even calculate in my head, whatever, right? But 20 years ago now, I literally worked for an amazing guy in a company called Ford Motor Company, Alan Ford. And one of the guys there, Michael, used to say to me, Adam, never, ever start your day without a clear step-by-step guide of what you are going to achieve in that day. He said, you've got two options. You can either get there early in the morning and you can plan your day out in a step-by-step, or before you leave the business that night, you have to make sure that you have that plan to walk into the next day. And I took that on board when I was 19 years old. I've done it ever since I was 19. That I will never leave this office without, and I'm no good at the mornings, right? So sometimes I get in a little bit late. I've never been that good at the mornings. I'm definitely not a 5 a.m. kind of guy. So for those of you that hate that concept of getting up really early and stuff, this will definitely help you because that ain't me. But what I will do is before I leave this office, before I leave my business, before I leave wherever I'm working, wherever that is in the world, I will literally write out these step-by-steps of what I'm going to do the next day. And then what I do is I combine that with Michael's advice, age 19 that I got, and Sarah Willingham, who I still work with to this day, who's been a great mentor. She's always said to me, Adam, so tip number one, don't leave your office. Never, ever go into a day at work without knowing the exact task you are going to do the next day. And then go to tip two, which is really important, is don't just write a massive to-do list. Everyone's got these big to-do lists. They just get bigger. They end up being 100 tasks. And what people do is they look through these 100 tasks and they say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this one. 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 And they pick the ones they like the sound of, right? Mm. And then they ignore all the important ones. So what Sarah's always said to me is, Adam, we've all got an amount of time. And what we need to focus on is what are going to be the activities, the tasks, the strategies, the actions that are going to move the needle the furthest, i.e. things that are going to make the biggest difference. And the way that we look at this is called return on time invested. So if I spend 1 hour doing this task, this issue, this thing, what am I going to get back from that hour I've invested? And that's what I always look at now. As I look at return on time invested, I look at making sure that I have 3 to 5. So combined with my Michael Ball bit of advice to my Sarah bit of advice, what I look at is tomorrow when I get into this business, what are the 3 to 5 things that I can do that is going to move this business forward the fastest, that's going to move the needle the fastest? And that way, if I focus on those 3 to 5, I know that I can get a maximum ROTI, which is return on time invested.
Yeah, I like that.
That's like our maximum ROTI time. And that for me has been super powerful because I don't procrastinate, because I don't worry about 20 things. I say, what are these 5 things? Anybody that goes into their business every day with 5 things can get 5 things done.
Mm.
The reason people procrastinate is they write a to-do list of 28 things. Mm. They don't know where to start. They get overwhelmed. They don't know what they're doing, and they can't focus, right? Yeah. So there's my first two. First of all, never go into the office without nailing it. Second of all, look at 3 to 5 things. And then we give the third one, we combine it in to make it simple, is the ROTI.
Yeah.
Out of those 3 to 5 things that you're going to do that day, what is your return on time invested? So I'll go a little bit deeper into that. So one of the things I do when I make my list, I'm always asking myself, and this is something you should always ask yourself, is what tasks move the needle the most, but also what tasks are revenue generating versus non-revenue generating. So on those 5 tasks, I'll write down, if I do this one, what's it going to make me in the next 12 months? Well, it's going to make me 150 grand. Hmm. Is it worth me doing it?
Well,
probably.
Probably
right?
So,
depending on the size of your business.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I might say it's going to make me 150 grand. The percentage of revenue is so small, I'll get someone else to do that. If I do this one, this is going to make the business £1 million.
Yeah.
So should I do that one? Yeah, definitely.
Definitely,
150
yeah.
grand one, yeah. right? So now what I'm doing is I'm actually adding revenue generation to my to-do list, which does 2 things. First of all, it's like dangling the carrot, gets me motivated. Secondly, if I can't put any revenue against it, what's the point in doing it?
Yeah.
So that would be my third
time
one.
Time is money.
Right? Yeah, time is money, right? Because you're investing your time to make money. That's what business is.
It's 100%.
It's a commercial enterprise. The next one I would say is, you know, procrastination a lot of the time comes from perfectionism. You want things to be perfect. It's impossible for them to be perfect, especially when you're early and new in business because you've never done it before. So I think that what you've got to do is, in addition to the things that I've said already, is be prepared to fail more. Successful people are successful, not because they're geniuses, not because they're super clever, but because they're not afraid to fail. So what I would suggest that you do is you just start taking more action. Don't worry about it being perfect, and actually understand that everything you create creates feedback.
Mm.
So if you get it done, then you'll get some feedback, which is awesome, right? But if you don't get it done and you do nothing, you will get no feedback. So start looking at all the actions you take as feedback creation. Mm. Because if you're just staring at a piece of paper and you're not taking the action and you're not doing anything, the problem is you're silent to the world, right? You can't get feedback from the world.
Yeah.
If you actually do it,
you
can get the feedback from the world. So look at the things you do, not as a way of becoming perfect, but look at what you do as a way of getting feedback from the world as to whether what you should have done is successful or not successful. Mm. That's the fourth one. Cool, it's a good question.
Yeah, that's right. Big, I like it.
Right. And then we go with number 5.
Do you set time limits? Do you time block or anything like that? Do you set time limits?
That's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's what the tip that I would give, but that's a really good question. Is time blocking is super powerful. So this is what I'll give for the fifth one, which you've led me on to, Charlie, right? Is I would look at doing some analysis on yourself. And the way that you do this is you'd print off an Outlook calendar, the day bit, and you write down every 15 minutes what you do, every 30 minutes, what did you do in that 30-minute block? Every 30 minutes of every single day, what do you do, what do you do, what do you do, what do you do? And then what that would enable you to do is to see where you're wasting time.
Mm.
That's a good tip. Actually, I'm going to give a different fifth one.
All right. I like that.
It shows you where you're going wrong.
Yeah.
If you're spending 30 minutes on Sky Sports every day, that's a mega waste of your time, right?
Mm.
And that's you procrastinating. But actually, I'm going to give you a way better one than that. Okay? So this is definitely good. Every single one of you should be using ChatGPT. And the way that I use is I use it on the voice notes, right? So what I would do is when you procrastinate and you're a bit stuck, and let's say you're a bit you're trying to market your business, you're a bit stuck. You do a voice note and you say, hey, ChatGPT, I love you. Could you come up with three really good marketing hooks for my business? And what I'm trying to market is we take peers as a good example, hypnotherapy. Can you give me three really good hypnotherapy hooks that can help me push forward on my business? So you do a quick voice note, you punch the button in, and I do this loads, right? And I'll tell you why I do it. It's not to get the answers from ChatGPT. I don't do it to get the answers from ChatGPT. I do it to stop the procrastination and the thinking time.
Yeah.
Because what I can do now is, these are the hooks I've got. Transform your mind, transform your life. Unlock the power within you to overcome obstacles, blah, 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 blah. Break free from what holds you back. Find your inner peace. So now what I've done is I've sparked
inspiration immediately
running in my mind. So I would start using ChatGPT every time you procrastinate. You do that in conjunction with the other four things I've just said, you're going to be a machine. Mm. Hopefully that helps you.
Yeah. Because it doesn't give clear answers, but it definitely gives really good inspiration and spark. So yeah, I think that's a great one. And it saves lots of time anyway, doesn't it? So really good one.
So great question there from Piers Day, who's one of our great clients, worked with him. He's an amazing guy. And hopefully everybody that's listening can start to use some of those techniques to help them with their procrastination. Because look, let's face it, a lot of entrepreneurs feel like that is a real struggle for them. Often they're saying to themselves, there isn't enough hours in the day. There's 100%. Not enough days in the month. And because of that, they often don't see the results they want to see because they can't get the things done that they want to get done. So hopefully that really, really helps. We've got a couple more questions in, but remember, if you've got a question that would really help you or help somebody that you know. In fact, actually, if you know somebody that struggles with procrastination, share this episode with him, because these five tips can really, really help them. I think that's really important. All you got to do is go and hit the three dots, go and share this out to market. And if you've got a question that you want answered and you're not sure about, go over to our school group, which is a free community group where you can put your questions forward, which is called Big Business Entrepreneurs. Go to Google that, Big Business Entrepreneurs School Group. Go and join on and ask your questions away so we can help you too. Hey everybody, Adam here, and I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous. And if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favor. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets. And if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favorite episode is, perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.